From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We'll have a report on the Bradley Manning verdict, and in a moment, we'll look at Valley Fever hitting Western states.
But first to Egypt, where former President Mohamed Morsi has been detained since his ouster almost a month ago. But late yesterday, he met with the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, at an undisclosed location. Ashton spoke about the meeting at a press conference earlier today, although she revealed few details.
He's well. And we had a friendly and open and very frank discussion. And I saw where he was. I don't know where he is, but I saw the facilities he has.
Joining us now for the latest from Cairo is NPR's correspondent Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. And Soraya, not a lot of details there. What else do we know about what came out of this meeting?
Yeah, as you know, there was very little that she wanted to talk about because she felt or she kept saying that it wouldn't be fair to Morsi, that he wouldn't be able to respond or correct her if she said something incorrectly. But what she did describe was that he is aware of what is going on in Egypt, that he has access to television and newspapers, and that it was a very frank discussion, and that she made it very clear to him what she saw as her vision for going forward.
Did she just come to meet with him or did she make other stops?
No, she came and met. Well, she made it a condition of coming. I should point that out. But she did meet with the interim government, with various leaders, including the president and Vice President Mohamed El-Baradei, and also with General El-Sisi, who, of course, is the leader of the armed forces who led this coup. She also met with the political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood and a variety of other groups that have been part of this process since June 30th.
Let's back up here and just talk about what's going on right now in Egypt. There was a weekend of heavy violence. The interim government warned Morsi supporters to stop protesting in the streets. Is there a crackdown? Has it happened? Has it started to happen?
Well, there hasn't been anything that we saw like on Saturday morning here, where more than 72 people were killed just in Cairo alone during one particular clash in which police forces opened fire on pro-Morsi supporters. But they've made it, the rhetoric is ratcheting up, and it's very clear that a crackdown is imminent if, in fact, the Morsi camp does not back down. They've started, various members of government have started referring to these sit-ins and protests as terrorism originating spots, and the prime minister was given the power to basically give the authority to the military to start arresting civilians if it comes to it.
But it doesn't seem like the Morsi supporters are backing down.
No, absolutely not. Today there were multiple protests, and the Muslim Brotherhood affiliated groups sent out women, sent out men. They were marching everywhere in various areas around Cairo, and they've made it pretty clear all along they've not backed down from this black and white contention, if you will, that either Morsi gets reinstated or democracy has failed and a military dictatorship is in place, which they don't accept. This is their view of it.
What's been the response from Egyptians generally to how all this has gone down?
Well, by and large, it seems that the popular groundswell remains in the camp of the military and of the interim government, which it created and backs. It's very clear that people were not very happy with whether it was the religious connotations, whether it was the economy here. They felt that Morsi failed them, that he was just by saying that I won the elections and therefore it's going to be my way, that this was just not working for them. So that hasn't really changed, although we're starting to see cracks in that united front, if you will.
And Soraya, before we let you go, tell us about this other movement that has started to grow, this Third Square movement that I know you've been doing some reporting on.
Yeah, it's one of the newer movements. They basically say, forget everyone. We don't stand with anyone. We don't trust the military. We don't trust the Brotherhood. We don't trust anyone who's sort of involved. And we need to see a democratic Egypt. It's, again, part of this trend that we've seen here where people get they're very united when they know what they're against. But that it's very difficult to move forward to create a political platform or to sort of come up with a roadmap, if you will, for what happens next. And they don't trust what the military is doing. So as a result, this is one of the new groups that's formed. They're, in fact, having a protest tonight, which I'm headed out to in a short while to see if the numbers are there.
A lot of developments, lots to follow in the days and weeks ahead. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.